This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I'm Sonia Suter, and this is Sci-Fi and Scream. And tonight I'll be talking with Belgian director Vincent Lanoux, director of a cult mockumentary classic, at least I think it's a classic already, called Vampires, released in 2009. Finally, it's to be shown here in Australia for the first time at the Australian Centre of the Moving Image, otherwise known as ACME. For two screenings only, Friday the 1st of April and again on Friday the 8th of April. So it's a very limited season, two showings so far, but I'm sure from what I've seen of it, it will be popular and I know people will want to see it again and again like I did. Welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream, Vincent Lanoux.
Hi.
Hi. How are you this morning in Belgium?
Oh, perfect. The morning, you know.
Yeah, I know. It takes a while to wake up. Now, it's great to have you on the show to talk about your film Vampires. Here in Australia, we don't get a lot of horror or cult films from non-English-speaking places. But for a lot of horror and genre fans, like some of our listeners are, we already watch films that come from Europe, for example, Let the Right One In and Calvare and other classics like that. Now, So can you tell us a little bit about what inspired you to make Vampires?
The first thing, I wanted to make a movie about humans. And I think the best way to make a movie about human was to interrogate the vampires. It's a false documentary. Then we are going in a family, in a vampire's family in Belgium. And after, I think at the end of the movie, you can see maybe that the human part of the vampire is the most interesting, but it's a dark part of the human. But it was interesting for me to interrogate that dark part. But but a funny way, if it was possible. Then I think it's a comedy before it's an horror movie.
So in the actual film, from what I saw of one of the screeners, it's got a lot of very topical political statements, it seems. You're looking at things like the immigration issue, I guess prostitution, incest even. What inspired you to include those sort of issues?
To be honest, it was not very conscious when I was shooting the movie and when I was writing the movie. I discovered that when the audience saw the movie for the first time in Italy. All the press told it was a political comedy, and it was a surprise for me, but it's true. And I think because my thoughts are always political, and when you interrogate humans, you interrogate politics. It's always like that, and you can imagine. I try to not be partisan.
Partisan, yes. It has been described as a political satire. Would you agree with that, or is that something the media has labelled it with and...
No, I agree with that. Agree with that, but it was not conscious when I was writing the movie, and I think it's like that, but it's a political movie.
And how about in Europe itself? Has it been successful over there? How did Belgium react?
No, in Belgium, it's a weird country. Then it's not very easy to catch the audience here. But in France, in Italy, in Germany, it was a very big success. But in Belgium, it's difficult. And because of the real Belgian problem, I put in a movie because there is two languages and all those stuff. I think the audience is a little cold.
Okay.
But it's not a problem because the origin is not called everywhere in the world, but in Belgium it's complicated. But it's great for me, you know, I'm making a movie to provoke a little bit.
Is that why you use the vampires as a vehicle for that, would you say?
Yes.
Have you done horror before? I know, I noticed that you've done almost like a thriller type of film.
Yeah, I did a thriller. It was the story of a man who killed another man and keep a wife in his trunk. And yes, it was like an hour movie because there are a lot of trash, a little dirty scene. But it was not the same one. It was a serious movie and it was a very classic thriller. And yes, it was a great success in Japan. Surprise.
Oh, that was The Ordinary Man. Is that what it's called? Ordinary Man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Now, looking at Vampires, the movie, now you've added some great new dimensions, I think, myself, personally, to the vampire mythology, like the vampire code. That's a great, fun idea. And also the whole idea of being ill-bitten, I guess the adopted daughter, Grace, who's a vampire.
Yeah.
This is spoiler alert, everyone who's listening. But she has a death day, which I thought was hilarious, instead of a birthday. And she's been ill-bitten or something. What was the inspiration for that? It's really funny.
What's funny is that vampires have, like, another life. It's the second life, and that second dead life, I don't know what to say, you can, like, choose it. And it's like a birthday.
Yeah.
a birthday in the middle of the life.
That's great.
Of two lives. I thought it was funny. And it was funny to make feasts, to imagine a feast with a birthday party. Not a big one because it's a little family, but something like human make. And they are so human, my vampires. But I think vampires are so human.
Well, they were human once, I guess. And that brings me to some of your actors that you've used in that film. The guy who plays Samson.
Yeah.
My French is lousy, so all I can say is Pierre. Is it Launier? Have I got that totally wrong?
Pierre Launier.
Launier. He just seems a natural. He's so arrogant, yet he's quite lovable, but he's got very few morals, really. Well, I guess vampires don't have much in the way of morals. How hard was it to get those actors into the story, like for them to really get a bite into it, you know?
Sorry, I think I don't understand the question.
Okay, probably it's a bit long, my question. I guess what I'm saying is, for the actor who played Samson, was it hard for them to understand the role that you expected from them, or did they add a lot of their own personality to the role?
Yes, a lot of his personality, and the same for all the actors, because we worked a lot before the shooting of the movie, and there were a lot of rehearsal, and we discover together that world, and then that reverse world of the vampires, and it was important for us because, you know, we lived all the shooting long during the night, and we were vampires.
Yeah, right.
During the shooting, because it was not possible for us to the sun. And it was
of
funny,
course.
But it was important for the actors, what I say.
Yeah, to get accustomed to the darkness.
I think it worked a lot, because I think they are so good. And Pierre is very good. It's a huge actor here in Belgium.
Oh, he's fantastic. And the woman who plays Berta, Vera Van Duren, is it? She's exquisite. She's so menacing, and at the same time, she's like a overgrown child. You know what I mean? Like, she hasn't grown up.
Exactly. She's but for that character, the it was like discover freedom when she became a vampire. She was bitten by her husband in the other life, and she's like happy for everything.
Yeah.
And when she's eating somebody, she's so happy.
She loves it. And there's a bit of a sexual taboo you've put in there, and the relationship between what I guess is her son, even though he's a you know, an adopted son, and her. What made you dare to include something like that in the storyline? How did that happen?
Oh, don't worry. It's not a problem I have. No, I just it was the reversal human attitude. You know, it was a code. It was a new code for me, and it was important to use the old code, the old vampire's code and create my own code too. And I think a guy who was making love with a mother was for me the ultimate forbidden thing. We are not seeing them then. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I mean, vampires cross boundaries, obviously, including that one. So yeah, why not?
Exactly.
It's not Twilight we're watching. It's not Twilight.
No, you know, Twilight is more a Smurf movie for me. It's like all those nice vampires, so sweet, and a little too sweet for me.
But too sparkly.
Yeah. I think Twilight is not a movie for. It's just a movie for teenagers, and it's a great movie for teenagers. But my son, who's a teenager, I think he prefers my movie.
No.
That's
a good son.
Not always. Sorry?
A good son would do that too. Yeah. Would like.
No, it's not because it's my son. I think it's because it's more funny. It's more.
I think so. Yeah. I guess that brings me to one of the questions, is the scenes with the vampire school. That was just perfect. Like, you couldn't have, in my mind, a best, you know, kind of opposite to Twilight. You know, you've got the school in Forks in Seattle, and, well, what is it, Washington State, and they're all nice kids, you know. And then you've got, in your film, vampires go to school, but they've got their own school, and, you know, it's pretty different.
Yes.
Much more exciting.
It's not the same thing to learn, I think. It's important for a vampire to have a good bite.
Yes.
And school are made
for very
that.
Cool school. So what happens next for vampires? Or is there going to be a sequel, or what do you intend to do with that? The family, I mean, is that it? Because they're a great family.
You never know, but I'm just I'm finishing my new movie, and it's very different. It's like a romantic movie, and after I will see. I never know. Maybe we'll see the success in United States and the world, because the journey of the movie is not ended.
Oh. Then has it not been released in the US yet, or
not yet? But I think it will be soon, and
right.
In UK too. But if it could be released, or maybe just a video in DVD, but in your country, it could be great too.
I think it will be great, and I say would be very influential. Hopefully, they won't do a Let Me In type of deal for you, but hey, if it gets
okay.
I mean, I don't know what you think of that.
Great.
Someone doing vampires, an American version? How would you?
No,
not yet. Okay.
I'm not sure I want it, because it's too
specific, it's like, do you think? Yeah.
It's like a UFO, you know. Hollywood don't like UFO.
True. Now, question here is, do you have any favorite horror films or even vampire films that you could tell our listeners that, you know, is a treasured favorite, or?
Well, for me, the best.
Yeah.
One of the best movies. It's a classic. I love Dawn of the Dead. I'd like to make a zombie movie, to be honest.
Good.
And maybe something more funny, like I made with vampires. But no, I love Shining. I like vampires movie. But for me, if I'm in the mood of the zombie.
The zombies are everywhere. Zombieland, I really enjoyed that. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I love Zombieland.
It was so funny. And your code.
That movie, Fido, I don't know if you know that movie.
Fido.
It's about, it's a funny movie with zombie, but it's really great.
I'll have to look that one up, sure. Excellent. Now, before I let you go, you mentioned that you're working on a more sort of romantic film now. Is that The Tamed Ones? Is that... I looked it up on the net.
Yes, The Tamed Ones.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a drama, but romantic between a... It's still a family movie. A big brother, his little sister, and they're alone in life. And it's not a funny movie for the first time, but I think it's great to make the audience cry sometimes.
And that's got Cameron Bright, who was seen in Eclipse, actually, speaking of the Twilight connection.
Yeah.
Small world.
Yes. Yes. He has a bigger part in the next Twilight, I think.
Oh, but good.
It was not the choice of the Twilight actor. It was a choice of him because it's a very, very, very good.
Because
actor.
He's good. Yes, I bet. Yeah. I bet he looks pretty talented from what I've seen so far. And so will you be doing any other, like you've said, you wouldn't mind doing a zombie movie at any stage soon now. Do you have any ideas to do any more sort of horror?
More what?
Horror films, or would you like to do another one?
Yes, I'd like to make maybe a more classical horror movie.
Okay.
Something more scary, and because to be honest, those little scary parts in Vampires was very funny to make, and I want to do it again.
Sounds great to me.
But I think the zombie movie will be a great movie, but it's not for now. I think
down the track.
I have a title. You want a title? It's a scoop. You want a title of the next movie? It's Adam Zombie.
Adam Zombie. Adam. Oh, yeah. Wow, okay. Anything to do with the Book of Genesis?
Yeah, maybe.
No? Maybe.
Something like that, yeah.
All right. Oh, well, as long as I don't get you into any trouble for that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Have you seen Dead Set, the English TV series about zombies in the reality TV world called Dead Set?
No, I don't know it.
You look it up. It is hilarious. You're going to love it. It's like Big Brother, but the zombies are trying to break into the Big Brother set, and the people inside the Big Brother set don't know the rest of the world isn't watching them. Because they've all become zombies outside in the world. It's classic. You must look it up. Dead Set.
What a good idea. Oh,
But maybe after I let you finish your coffee and your breakfast, I'll let you go shortly. But I just want to say thanks so much for talking to us tonight here on Sci-Fi and Squeam. It's been brilliant. And I just wondered before you go if you could do me a favour and just say something, a tag, an ID tag, because every time I have an interview with a guest, I get them to do a little ID tag. And I wondered if you could say something like, this is Vincent Lanoux, a director of Vampires, and you're listening to Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9. If that's not too much to ask... It's a bit long, isn't it?
That's too much. I have to write it.
All right.
No problem. But it's sci-fi.
And
what?
Squeam.
Squeam.
With a Q, yeah. Instead of scream, it's squeam. It's like an English word for feeling nausea.
Okay.
Which hopefully most people don't get after being on the show. But.
And what's the number?
Joy 94.9.
Joy?
Joy, yeah. Like an happy... And gay and joyful.
94.9.
Cool. All right. Just whenever you're ready, go for it.
Okay, it's Vincent Lanoux, director of Vampires movie, and you're listening Sci-Fi Screen, Joy. No.
Beautiful. Okay, take it from the top, Vincent.
Sorry.
No. I'm directing you now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ordering you round.
I'm not a good actor, okay. Hi, it's Vincent Lanoux. I'm the director of the movie Vampires, and you're listening Sci-Fi Scream. Scream.
Sorry.
You can use it like that.
Probably not.
Okay, again.
All right. Okay.
Hi, it's Vincent Lanoux, the director of the Vampires movie, and you're listening Sci-Fi Scream. Join 94.9. Have a nice day.
Cool. Thank you.
It's okay?
Hey, that's great. No, it's early in the morning for you, so,
No, it's not perfect. If you want me to do it again...
I'll do it again. Pretty please. Thank you. One more time.
Hi, it's Vincent Lanoux, and I'm the director of the movie Vampires. You're listening Sci-Fi Scream. Join 94.9. Have a nice day.
Cheers. That's brilliant. If you ever have time one morning while you're having coffee, you might want to hear yourself in English.
Oh, great idea. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time, and I wish you all the best for the future.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
I look forward to the zombie movie as well.
See you, maybe.
Oh, yeah, see you. Cool. Have a good one. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much for talking to us, Vincent. It was awesome to learn more about the film Vampires and about what influences and inspires you as a film director. My name is Sonia Suter, and this is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Australia's only LGBTIQ genre, horror and sci-fi radio show on Joy 94.9. Now, as Vincent was saying, he hopes one day to make a zombie movie. And that's a scoop, you heard it here first on Sci-Fi and Squeam. And the other thing is, Vincent Leneux is you know, a lovely chap, and he's been working very hard. Now, Vampires is not even yet released in the United States or the UK. So I think once it does, it's actually going to cause quite a ripple, quite a sensation, because I think it's a brilliant film. Takes the piss out of the whole vampire myth. And I reckon that's what we need today. So you've been listening to Sonia, and this is Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.